Our first speaker this morning is Liz Felicidario. She's an associate at the Houston office of Haynes & Boone. She has a broad energy transactions practice, including A&D work and energy financing transactions. She's a graduate of the Franciscan University of Steubenville and the University of Virginia School of Law. Please welcome Liz.
Good morning, everybody. Hopefully you all can hear me okay. I know it's a little early, but happy to be here first thing in the morning. And I'm going to be speaking to you all about some trends in purchase and sale agreements. As he mentioned, I'm a senior associate at Haynes & Boone in our Houston office, and my practice is pretty broad. Do energy finance, A&D work, as well as some trading documentation and general oil and gas advising. The goal of this presentation is really just to give some high-level trends that we're seeing in the acquisition market. It's obviously not going to be all-encompassing, but just want to give a focus on some high-level things that we're seeing. I'll start by giving a broad update on some expectations for 2025 deal flow, and we'll touch on some trends that we're seeing in the finance space and how that's impacting capital availability for parties entering into these agreements. I'll give an overview of a recent case out of the DOJ and the FTC that impacted, or at least will serve as a reminder for certain drafting implications in purchase and sale agreements. And then we'll also touch on representations and warranties insurance, which is something that's emerging more prominently in this space and is interesting in terms of how it's impacting transactions. So to start off with deal flow expectations, on a high level, we're anticipating that M&A and A&D activity will continue to increase over the next year. Looking in reverse, the upstream oil and gas market saw several major consolidations in 2023 and 2024, and deal value climbed higher and higher. One report indicated that deal value was as high as $51 billion in just the first quarter of 2024. And then that slowed significantly the next couple of quarters as these parties seemed to focus on integrating the assets into their portfolios. But deal value rose again towards the end of 2024, and that expectation is that 2025 will continue that upswing. One motivator here is the apparent favorable view towards oil and gas that's held by the current administration and the expectation of an increasingly friendly regulatory environment for development. In the upstream space, the deals will likely be smaller in value as the large companies that completed their M&A deals in 2023 and 2024 are looking to divest their portfolios of non-core assets. Additionally, there's an expectation that given certain things such as the lift on the LNG pause, along with the recent consolidation of upstream activity, there's an expectation that there will be an uptick in production, which means that midstream assets used to transport production could be in higher demand, triggering a wave of M&A activity in the midstream space. Another trend to note is the consolidation of the Permian. In 2023 and 2024, the Permian really was the main stage for M&A activity in the oil and gas sector. And now that the Permian has been consolidated with a majority of production held by just a few producers, along with limited availability of quality targets and higher prices from sellers, it's a more challenging market to buy into, which may mean that producers are looking, or purchasers are looking in 2025 to other basins. For example, the Eagle Ford and SCOOP/STACK are two areas with a higher ownership by private equity-backed producers, which tend to be frequent targets for larger public companies. It's also likely, again, that the consolidation of the Permian is going to impact the midstream space. Last year, companies were on average more focused on optimizing existing pipelines rather than building out new infrastructure, but Permian production has been increasing significantly over the last few years, which means there will likely be an increased demand for an expansion of pipeline infrastructure. This expected M&A activity is going to hinge in part on the availability of potential purchasers to secure successful financings. It's important in the context of